drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. In a hospital in Damascus, a young man lies in a coma after being beaten at a highway checkpoint. Around him, his family circles, struggling with guilt and with this new sense of limbo. While I Was Waiting is a new play by Syrian director Omar Abousada. And he joins me in the drawing room alongside Nanda Mohammed, one of the actors. Welcome to both of you.
Hey, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Omar, while you were working on this play, you met with families who were going through this. You met someone, a family who had a relative in a coma. Tell me about that.
Yes, actually, in 2013, someone I know, his friend, not close friend, but from my circle, have an accident in one checkpoint in Damascus. It was like mysterious accident. We didn't know exactly what happened to him. Then they found him near one of the hospital in Damascus. At that time, he stayed in coma for around 2 months. Then he passed away. And at that time, I had chance to go to visit him. And I met his family. Also, I saw many cases like him. So this was how the idea started to come to my mind.
What did you learn from that experience? What did these people tell you about that experience?
I think what the most important I learned that this case is really more complicated and much harder for the family, even from when you lose someone. When someone dying, you know that he died, and maybe this is hard, but you feel some comfortable. But in case of coma, exactly, you always feel like you cannot do something for him. You have to do something, but you cannot do, which is really very, very, very hard.
Nanda, how did you come to understand the character that you're playing in this play?
I work with Omar since long time, since we were in Syria together, and for me, working with him is something so special, especially for now when we are out of Syria. So each time we have different adventure to make together through the work. This time it was not that difficult, but not easy also. The character is in a way so similar to me, because Neda, the sister of Taim, who is in the coma, lives in Beirut. After the revolution, she decided to go to Beirut to be involved in the situation from outside, and then she decides to come back to Syria when her brother is in the coma. So the decision to go back to Syria was so difficult for her, and through the play, she discovered the answer of to stay or not to stay in Damascus. So this question was for me as Nanda, and I think for all of Syrians, in a specific moment, all of us were involved to have an answer to answer this question, whether we stay or to leave. So the character decides to stay, while I decided to leave Syria. So it was a kind of paradox, but it was really interesting to act this paradox.
Nanda, you said you've been working with Omar since you were in Syria together.
Yeah.
And obviously you're both outside of Syria now. Tell me about that journey.
We graduated at the same year in the Institute and of the Higher Institute of Dramatic Arts in Damascus, 2001. We started working together in 2008. We did a lot of plays before leaving Syria. And when Omar asked me to come back to Syria to rehearsal, the last play we did in Syria was 2012. It was Could You Please Look Into the Camera, written by the same writer, Mohammed Al-Attar. It was our last play which we rehearsed in Syria. We didn't perform inside. We performed in Boom Festival in Seoul. And to do this while I was waiting, it was kind of a dream for us. It was a kind of impossible thing to do, because all of us were outside. We thought we couldn't reunion in one place because of all the difficulties. And the funny thing that we couldn't find a place in the Arab world to be all together in it because of the visa issues, even for us, even in the Arab world. Of course, all over the world, it's so difficult for the Syrian to enter now. But lucky us, we had the opportunity to rehearsal in France 2016. We had a residency there, and we came from all over the world to make the work there. So for me, this show is particularly so important and essentially to perform it again and again and again. It's the third year for the performance, and I wish if we can do it more, because it was really difficult to do it, and it was. And for me, this show is not only about politics, but also about the human beings in Damascus. So we try to be so honest as much as we can. So I think it's. I feel so. I appreciate the opportunity that we have, the chance to work together again and to perform.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. Omar Abusada and Nanda Muhammad are my guests in the drawing room, and we're talking about their play While I Was Waiting. Omar, what was that like for you to have that final show rehearsing in Syria? Did you realize at the time that it would be the final show there?
Actually, at the first, I'm still living in Syria at the moment. I came to here from Beirut airport, so I'm still living in Syria, but I am not working there at all. Since 2011, I decided not to show in Syria, and we had as Nanda say, one year we had rehearsals there, but we didn't show. No, at that time I didn't, especially in 2012, I didn't think this will be the last time we make these rehearsals. At that time, I was really very hopeful that the change will come in Syria, and maybe after 1 year or 2 years, we will be all together doing theater in Damascus as usual. That was the situation. I remember exactly. For sure, now everything changed. I don't see any hope. But since I can go and to Syria and travel and. I think maybe I could do something there, but I'm still waiting the right moment.
Why can't you perform in Syria? Is it just a matter of general safety, or is it because of the political elements in your plays?
No, it's about for sure the political content of my work. Our work is against the regime in Syria, and you know, there is no freedom for speak or for art, or we cannot really say what we want or do what we want if we are criticizing the regime. So if I want to show this text, for sure this will not be allowed at all. If you want to work in Syria, you have to be supportive of the regime by art, or don't speak about it. But you cannot really criticizing in this way.
But you still feel safe to live there?
Yes, I'm feeling... I don't know if it's safe or not. It's something very personal, this feeling of safety, and very changing from time to time. It's not the same all the time. But it's like a choice, and this is my choice to stay there. And for sure, I'm responsible for my choices.
This narrative of a coma... Is this kind of a reflection of how you feel about what's happening in Syria as well?
Yes, in this place, coma is also could be a metaphor. For me, it's metaphor about, when someone in coma, he cannot make any reactions, but he's still there. In some way, he's still feeling what is happening in the room. Not maybe in direct way, but at the end, he's affected of what is happening around him, but he cannot react. For me, the coma was metaphor for a generation in Syria who was very active at the first of revolution in 2011. Young people who was in street, who was demonstrating, was really active, and gradually they became less active, and at the end they became not active at all in what is happening in Syria. So for me, they are cannot make any reaction for what is happening. This is how the metaphor plays in this work.
And when you presented this work in America, some members of the team, I think it was the lighting engineer, weren't allowed into the country because of visa restrictions. Has it become harder to perform internationally? Have you found that, Nanda, as an actor?
It wasn't easy to travel, but seriously, it wasn't that difficult also, because we had a very very strong partners in each country we performed in. Like now in Australia, I don't think any Syrian would have a visa to enter Australia easily, or even an artist to come to perform, unless you are invited by a prestigious event or festival to perform in. So it was the same situation in New York, in USA, when we were invited. Yes, one of our crew, his visa was denied. It wasn't easy at all to have the visas. And I think unless we had the Lincoln Center invited us, we wouldn't have the visas to enter USA. So yes, as Syrians, it's not easy to have visas. But because we are already traveling all around the world, and the festivals are really strong festivals, and they are doing a great job to have us. So it wasn't that difficult also to enter.
Omar, you've been working with Nanda for many years, as we've been talking about. You've also collaborated with the playwright Mohammed Alata on many plays. Why do you prefer to maintain a consistent team around you?
It's just came by accident. As Nanda said, we graduated from the same institute, who was colleagues there. Mohammed also came some years after. Also, there's the scenographer Bisan Sharif, who I met in 2006, and we worked together. I think in some point there's a mix between our work and our friendship. This is so important. In the same time, there is this kind of artistic understanding between us, and we are developed together. We understand each other very well, and we enjoy working with each other. We love to be together working. All of these elements is so important when you are creating art. So that's it. And at the end, working in theater is teamwork, and it's great if you have a really good team with you.
You can't present your own shows in Syria, as you've said, Omar. Are you still able to go to other shows at home? Is there any art scene? I mean, obviously, it's a war-torn country. I wonder what happens to the arts in that context.
As you say, the situation is so complicated. At the first, a lot of artists leave Syria. That's one point. So they are now in Europe or USA, and they are working there. Still few artists there, and they are divided. There's artists who are with the regime, and those keep working and trying to pretend it's still normal and nothing happened, and they can work. There is another artist who are really independent, and those are trying to do things. But as I said, they cannot really criticize regime or something. They have to not say anything against regime to survive and keep working. But it's really respected also to do this now.
Thank you to both of you for coming in. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Shukran.
Nanda Mohammed and Omar Abu Sada have been my guests in the drawing room, and While I Was Waiting was presented as part of Adelaide's Aus Asia Festival.